Blog Talk Radio.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, you're on up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready to dog fight, no child, no." Devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we a dog fight, no child, no."
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Real Life with Rudy and Raquel, a News Without Filters Anderson Media production. I'm your host, Raquel Okyai, and my co-host is Rudy Orr. And our engineer and producer, Dallas, he's on the line, too. Welcome, everyone. So happy to be here. We have a great show planned for you all. We're going to be giving out a lot of information that you might know about and know about. So I suggest to get your pens and pads out and take some notes. We're going to actually call Rudy. I'm going to call Rudy right now. If you just give me a second. Okay. It's raining really hard here in Tampa. Just started, actually. It's like, boom, big storm. But that's how it goes down here. Okay. I think that comes live. Yep, we can hear him. Good.
Hello?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guess where you're on live?
What am I on live?
You're on Real Life with Rudy and Raquel.
Well, that is cool. It's cool to be on Real Life with Rudy and Raquel. I like that.
I know, right? I love this show. It's one of my favorites. Because we just, you know, giving out so much useful information, and it really is the news that isn't being provided in the mainstream. So people aren't talking about the CPS, the family court corruption. They turn a blind eye. They just pretend that it's not really happening. They just turn around. They go back on their couch. They eat popcorn. They watch the Kardashians. They don't pay attention. But here at News Without Filters, we are going to provide it for the people who want to listen. And our first order on the agenda is the Rudy Report, which is our first installment of the Rudy Report. And what for the listeners, what we're going to be doing is Rudy is going, because Rudy does a lot of research on these matters, and he comes up with great stuff. And I want him to share it with the public. So every week he's going to come on here on Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's going to give us a Rudy Report, and that's just going to be an analysis of what's going on in the CPS, family court, corruption world, and what he's come up with in his research. I know you told me you found something really good because you wanted to talk to me about it today, but we didn't have a chance. So tell us all about it. What's going on?
Okay, before I start, Raquel, you know I had been communicating with T-Mobile. That's who my phone's service carrier is, and I'm going to get off the subject for a brief second. Actually, John Ledger is the CEO and founder of T-Mobile phone company. Well, I've been following a guy on Facebook, social media, Twitter, all that. I actually sent the dude a message. My phone is still currently turned off, but I can receive incoming calls and text. And to my surprise, he sent me a message back yesterday requesting my phone number. So today I was sitting in the kitchen and the phone rung, and it was his executive secretary from the corporate office, and we basically had a conversation. I was letting her know my situation with my kids. I gave him a brief rundown about all these families that are fighting CPS, family courts, corruption. We talked for about 36 minutes, and I'm not going to go into deep details with that, but I thought it was completely awesome.
That, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy awesome.
What was the reason for you reaching out to him in the first place?
I just I like the guy. I mean, if you look him up on Facebook, John Ledger, Legere, I believe. This dude he's got long hair. He cooks on there. He does fitness stuff. He's not your average corporate American type people. And I found out a brief background on this dude. You know, he used to be with AT&T, and he was part of the suits. He was part of corporate America. And this guy went off and started his own cell phone company. And he's basically done everything that people said couldn't be done. And he's also done stuff for people. And yeah, I kind of admire that because I don't do stuff like everybody else does. I don't dress and look like everybody else does. So when you run across someone like that, it's kind of an inspiration that, you know, he took, if he would have listened to what everybody else told him to do, yeah, you know, he could have stayed stuck in a job.
When you're different, people want you to conform to be the same. And then they outcast you or something, and so you feel like a commonality with him. That's awesome. And so you reached out to that conversation with his executive secretary today. And,
yeah, 36 minute phone call. I got it recorded. It was awesome. I was in shock because I really didn't think these people would even get the message, and if they got the message, they really didn't care. But it shocked me that they called back. But I'm going to give more updates on anything else that happens. But like I said, it's been a good week for me. I've been doing a lot of research. I've been doing a lot of reading in the Black's Law Dictionary. I also found some reference books today from NexisLexis. It was 13 volumes of statutes, codes, different stuff. And this is what I want to give my report on this week. A lot of us, and I wish I could have found this information out 5 years ago, a lot of us, when we go and we talk to these directors at social services, the first thing, and you know, Raquel, from my past, first thing when you go to this director and you say CPS is doing something illegal, CPS is doing something wrong, first thing the director, male or female, will say to you is, we have nothing to do. That's a different department. They always like to use that word, that's a different department. All right. I remember someone saying, well, they have some kind of board or they have some kind of something where you know, they discuss stuff. And I remember asking this, the Perdoza woman that's no longer directing in Vance County. And I said, look, do y'all have a board or something? And she's like, Mr. Orr, you need to stop reading stuff off the internet. I was like, well, I read that y'all do. And she's like, well, give me the name of it. And I was like, well, I don't know the name of it. Well, if you don't know the name of it, we don't have one. But today, in the next election,
they're trying to hide something. What are they trying to hide? Why can't they just answer the questions?
Well, this is what they're hiding. The name of that board in North Carolina is called the County Board of Social Services. And then under 108A-2, it talks about the size. And it basically tells you that these boards consist of a three-member or a five-member. And then here's what really got me. Okay, on this board, the county commissioner sits on this board. I remember talking to my county commissioner, and he said that, oh, we don't have nothing to do with social services. The other thing that really blew my mind was that the director of social
services. What a liar, yep, saying that they had nothing to do with it, right? I mean, when a government agency has to make things up, has to give you falsify answers, they're hiding something.
Exactly, but Raquel, it gets worse because it also says that the director must sit on this board, and then when you look up 108A-14 on the duties and responsibilities of DSS director, the number one thing under this says to serve as executive officer of the Board of Social Services and act as its secretary. Okay? So it's saying that they have to sit on this board. So when this woman told me that it was no such board, you know, when the county commissioner told me that he didn't have anything to do with it, I've got the statutes and stuff here that says that this is actually a thing. And I mean, it goes into 108A-10 fees, and it talks about in chapter 159 that they work through a local government budget and a physical control act. 108A-11 is inspection. This is what got me. Inspections of records can only be done by members, and members may not disclose any information to the public about anything that goes on in their meetings. It also says that once a month.
That's a secret meeting? A secret meeting using public funds?
Yes. 108A, A as in Adam, 11, and it's called Inspection of Records. But it clearly states that only members can inspect the records, and they cannot disclose any information about records to the public. And another thing, Raquel, they say that a meeting, now this is something else we need to find out. They say they are required by law to have a meeting once a month. So they have to have a meeting. So if this is a public meeting that they're trying to hide, we need to find out where these meetings are. We need to show up for these secret private meetings. It also says that once a year, every July, they have to elect a new board chairperson. So this happens every July. The term, this staff of people that work on this board, they can only be on this board for 3 years, and then they have to switch up. You know, and here's another thing, Raquel, that I think you would like. This really, so a few things before I get to that. They've got number Number four was to administer funds provided by the Board of Commissioners. So they administer funds, so the funds that are going through comes through them first. I never knew that. It says the care of indigent persons in the county under policies approved by the County Board of Social Services. Number six, to investigate cases for adoption and to supervise adoptive placements. And I'm going to go real quick here, then we can go back over this. Number seven, now this is what really got me. Number seven is to issue employment certificates to children under the regulations of the State Department of Labor. Why would anyone issue a certificate of employment to a child? I really don't get that. But number eight, and I want you to listen to this real closely. Number nine, but number eight says to supervise adult care homes under the rules and regulations of the Medical Care Commission. Number nine says to assist and cooperate with Division of Adult Corrections of the Department of Public Safety, Juvenile Services, and their representatives. So part of the duties of this director is saying right here under nine that they work with the jails, the prisons, the juvenile jails. And to me, this would be a clear conflict if they're making the rulings in a family court on a juvenile, but they're working with these juvenile representatives, and then they're in district courts and they're working with the jails and the prisons. We already know the jails and prisons are like private party. It's bullshit. Number 11. To assess reports of child abuse and neglect and to take appropriate action to protect such children pursuant to the Child Abuse Reporting Law, Article 3 of Chapter 7B, and we know 7B is family court stuff here in North Carolina, of the General Statute. Number 12, to accept children for the home and to supervise placement for so long as such children require foster home care. And it goes on and on about neglect, abuse. I was just trying to go fast on this. And the last thing, you know, we all know about Title IV funding. And how many times have you heard people talk about just all this money, all this funding that's coming from the Social Security Act? I have not heard one person yet, which I'm sure someone has, but I have not heard someone say how they can link this to anything. But I found under 108A-24, under 12, Title IVA, A as in Adam, and it states that Title IVA means the Social Security Act, 42 USC 601, and in 96 it was amended by the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act.
Just give me one second. I just have a... Unfortunately, right this second, we're still recording, but for some reason we were bumped off the air.
I wonder why.
Well, I actually have a pretty big rainstorm going on right now, and I was the original person to call in to host it. So I want you to go ahead and keep going with your report. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to go ahead and try to call in through the host line and go ahead and try to put us back on air. So you keep going with your report, and I'll be right back, honey, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Rudy.
All right, y'all, we're going to let the show go on. Raquel said we got bumped off somehow. We're not really sure if it's weather-related or if it's just the facts busting people in the ass, and these people do not want us putting this type, and Raquel says this all the time, you know, we put the truth out, and basically, sometimes this is what happens when stuff gets out that people don't like. So I was doing my little report. I got all that I had planned to put out. So let's see, what else can I talk about? Oh, I've got to wait for Raquel to get back on this one. You know, I'm a big fan of writs. I've also found a bunch of new writs that I haven't heard all myself, but that I would love to see people start putting in action. And I guess Raquel's still trying to call in, so I'm going to just go ahead and go to this writ thing. You know, I found a writ. It's called a writ of protection. And basically, this writ of protection, and I wish I would have known about this years ago, but it says to protect the witness who may have been threatened to be arrested. So basically, we can file a writ of protection. If these people are threatening you that we're going to arrest you for speaking, we're going to arrest you for doing this or doing that, you can actually file this writ, protect yourself. This other one, a writ of supervisory control, it's a writ issued to correct an enormous ruling made by a lower court, either when there is no appeal, like you have not appealed your case yet, or when you have done an appeal and just say your appeal did not provide an adequate relief and the ruling would have resulted in a gross injustice, you can file this writ. They've got a writ of conspiracy. I found another writ that you can file for claiming damages against a court, against a person, a bunch of stuff. I found another one that was a writ of error one, and this writ is issued by an appellate court, and it's made to give record for the case. So like I said, if you've got your case to an appellate court and you don't have the records for your case, and you know now you have to go in front of this appellate court and you have no paperwork, well, now you can file this writ. And by filing this writ, and you file it through the appellate court, that makes the lower court, it makes them have to give all your record. You back yet, Raquel? All right. So I got to keep talking. And I shouldn't have a problem. Keep talking. Let me see what else I can talk about till we get Raquel back. I talked a little bit about writ. I'm thinking here, y'all. Work with me for a minute. What else can I yap about? I've researched a little bit on some jurisdiction. Found some cool stuff on jurisdiction. You know, I never realized how many different types of jurisdictions that it was.
Hello.
Hey, are we on, Raquel? Hello. Thought I heard Raquel. Maybe she said she's calling now. But
yeah, she'll probably call back on the regular line.
All right, who's this?
This is Dallas.
Hey, Dallas, what's up?
I'm not saying this.
How you doing tonight? I'm trying to struggle through and talk to you. I hope we get Raquel back because I forgot one of the big things. I wanted to let her – I don't know if you're familiar with the writs or not, but I found some cool writs in that Nexus Lexus book today.
Oh, good. Yeah, she just did the host one again. She should be calling on the regular line, so.
Okay, so hopefully we'll have her back. So did we lose, I guess? Did we lose everything, or?
No, it's just not broadcasting for some reason. And she was on the host line, but it's still not recorded. It's still not broadcasting. I don't know.
Oh, man. It may be the federal government that didn't like I was blasting stuff that they don't want the public knowing. I mean, I don't know.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, they do that They do that on my network a whole lot when I was when I do shows on my network. I get popped off a lot, and I mean normally it's when you're saying something, you know, someone might disagree with or not like. But who cares? That's what we're here for. We are here to speak the truth and
right.
Kick ass and take names.
Normally when they do that to her, it's a buzzing noise. They'll just
Get
a loud buzzing noise and then they'll pick it off. But weird, this happened a couple times this week. It's weird.
Well, I know Kenneth Boxberger, he has major issues with Blog Talk just interrupting his shows and his program.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But Raquel did say that she was having a bad rainstorm, so maybe weather was a factor.